Johnson Wax Program. Good evening, everyone. The makers of Johnson's Wax present Marion and Jim as Fibber McGee and Molly, with Rico Martelli's orchestra opening the show with Is It True What They Say About Dixie? Kick it around, y'all. Usually, when people have birthdays or anniversary celebrations, their friends send them gifts. But the tables are turned. The makers of Johnson's Wax are celebrating their 50th anniversary, and they're making each one of you two free gifts. You can get them at your dealers now. Gift number one is a bottle of Johnson's new creamy furniture polish. Gift number two is a jar of Shine Up household cleaner and silver polish. Both are full size, not samples. You receive both the furniture polish and the Shine Up Silver Polish free when you purchase either Johnson's Wax or Johnson's Glow Coat in the special anniversary package. You pay only the regular price for the wax or glow coat. Ask your dealer at once for Johnson's free gift package. The supply is limited, and you'll not want to be disappointed. Well, here's another peaceful little domestic scene at 79 Wistful Vista. I'll read that again and skip the word peaceful, because there's a slight argument going on in the living room between Fibber McGee and Molly.
And furthermore, McGee, if you don't get a haircut soon, Well, you go get a haircut.
Oh, shucks, Molly, it ain't so long.
Oh, isn't it? Well, let me tell
you... Molly! You interrupted me. I was going to say it ain't so long ago that I decided to have a cut today. As soon as I paint that sign for the Chamber of Commerce...
What sign was that?
Oh, they want to put up a caution sign for drivers at the city limits, but I ain't thought of a good idea for it yet.
Oh, well, how's this, McGee?
Huh?
Your brake is to the left of your accelerator. Our cemetery is to the right of the schoolhouse.
Your brake is... Oh, I see. Your brake's in the cemetery. I didn't get it at first.
Well, I'm surprised you even heard it with all that hair around your ears.
Okay. I'll get a haircut. Say, listen, I see where some turkey hatchery is trying to make 4th of July a turkey-eating day like Thanksgiving. I ever tell you how I used to hunt wild turkeys down in the Panhandle?
How long ago was that, McGee?
Oh, I'd say about 25 years. Why?
I thought so. 5 years after your last haircut.
Oh, shucks, Molly. Well, sir, I used to hunt wild turkeys with a bicycle. The way I done it was like this here. You see, I was foreman of the old Lazy H.
Lazy who?
The old Lazy H. Not you, Harpo.
Oh, gee, thanks, River.
Well, sir, as I was saying, I'd hop onto my bicycle with a basket on the handlebars and ride for a little clump of cottonwood where there was always some wild turkeys roosting.
You look like a wild rooster from Turkey yourself with your long hair.
Hey, who's telling this?
Who cut your hair last?
Well, sir, being as the bicycle had rubber tires on
McGee,
it,
I'd... Huh? Suppose you get on your bicycle and sneak up on a barber.
Okay, I'll get a haircut. Well, let's just quit talking about it. I'll call up Frank right now and make an appointment.
McGee, you can't
call
up.
Oh, yes, I can. Frank will give me an appointment. Listen to this. 5796, please.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hello, Frank. Fibber McGee speaking. How are you, Frank? Say, you busy this morning, Frank? I'm coming down and get an estimate on a haircut. Did you get that, Molly?
Ain't funny, McGee.
What say, Frank? Oh, no, don't do that. I'll take my turn with the rest of the customers. Sure. Okay, Frank, I'll be right over.
Who was you talking to, McGee?
Why, Frank, the barber, Molly. Why?
Well, I just wondered. Huh? I forgot to pay the phone bill, and it's been shut off since last night.
Why? It has, huh? I thought Frank was kind of quiet. Well, let's go, Molly. I'm ready.
Where'd you say you were getting this haircut, McGee?
Right up here, Molly. You see where my forehead ends? Right from there, clear
back. Oh, don't be funny, McGee. I mean, what barber shop?
Frank's. Always go to Frank's, Molly. He cuts my hair the way I like it.
How do you like it cut?
For 35 cents. Come on, Molly, this way.
No, this way.
Dad, rat it, don't you think I know the way to my own barber?
Well, you probably do, but we're not going to your barber.
We ain't going... Say, what's the idea? Where are we going?
We're going to that new little shop on 14th Street. It's the cutest little place. All modernistic. And say, McGee, there's the sweetest little man running the place.
Oh, no. You don't get me to have my hair cut by no sweet little man. Modernistic? No, sir. That just means they ain't a comfortable chair in the whole joint. No, sir, I'm going to Frank's. Come on.
Are you, McGee?
Yes, I am.
Are you?
Well, I... What's the name of this cute little shop?
It's the Cutty Whatty Shavy Shopping.
The Cutty Whatty Hoosy Witchy?
It's the Cutty Whatty Shavy Shopping.
Oh.
There's a beauty parlor in connection.
Oh, yeah? The Curly Whirly for Burly Girlies, I see.
Don't be like that, though. And hurry. Oh, dear, I suppose we should have made an appointment.
Oh, yes, I wouldn't want to interfere with the sweet little man's crocheting or nothing.
Don't worry, McGee, they're always rushed. Look, you see, there it is right ahead there.
Oh, the cutty-wutty shavy shopping. The cutty-throaty clip joint would be better. I always said, hey, look at that crowd in there. Why, shucks, we'll never get waited on. Let's let it go tomorrow. I'll get it cut tomorrow.
No, McGee, you'll get it cut now.
Oh.
Why, you got so much hair, your hat's on the side of your head. For shame.
No, for Marcelli. Clip it, Rico.
Thank you.
Well, Molly has finally got Fibber to the Cutty Wutty Shavy Shoppy. Under protest, here they are just entering the shop.
Looks like a mob scene, Molly. Imagine all these mugs falling for a Cutty Wutty. Hey, Bud, you the proprietor?
Well, I, yes, I am, though, if you'll just have a seat. I'll...
How much of a weight has me husband got?
No, I'd say about 140 or 50. Guess how much I weigh. I used to be...
Oh, Dad Ratter, we don't care how much you weigh. We mean how many ahead of us?
Well, only a few, though. Just sit down.
Here's a couple of seats, McGee.
Sit down,
huh? Look, you see, they got three barbers they'll get to us before we know it.
Yeah.
Excuse me, mister. May we sit here?
Certainly, my little dandelion. Certainly. You can hold your son in your lap.
It's me husband.
Is that so? Well, we all make mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah, well. What do you mean by that, Molly?
Sit still, McGee.
Next! Oh, stop jumping!
Why didn't you run for that chair, McGee?
No, sir. I'm sure this one I'm sitting in. That second chair's about finished. I'll make a break for that one.
Oh, no, McGee. Huh? Let the lady in the plaid skirt go first.
Oh, the lady in the plaid. Yeah. Okay. Hey, ma'am, you take that second chair next. I ain't no hurry, ma'am.
Thank you, lady. You're very considerate. And as a healing the rest off the boat from Edinburgh, I'm thanking you for your courtesy.
Next! Oh, stop shoving!
Good for the Highlander, McGee. He made it.
Sure he did. I whispered to him that the barber in the second chair wouldn't take a tip.
Well, how did you know?
I knew he wouldn't be offered none.
McGee, I think I'd be getting a finger wave whilst I'm waiting. Oh, dearie.
What, baby?
Keep quiet. I mean the beauty operator. How long before I can have a wave, dearie?
Well, now, let me see. This is Monday. Make it about Saturday at 3, huh? But you better confirm it by telephone.
Well, thank you.
Don't mention it.
How much do you charge for permanent?
Well, we got different kinds. We got the temporary permanent.
I never knew there was any other kind.
I said we got the temporary permanent, the semi-permanent, the permanent permanent, and the everlasting permanent.
How long does the everlasting permanent last?
Oh, several days.
There ain't no high wind.
I'll take a manicure.
Oh, yeah, certainly. And Miss Cull, take this lady next.
Miss Cull, huh? She's a sweet little manicure, ain't she, Molly?
Yes, she is.
What's her first name, lady?
They call her Cutie.
Oh, Cutie Cull.
Next! Oh, stop shopping!
Missed it again, McGee.
Yep. Oh, boy. Got kicked in the knee and lost two buttons off my coat, too. Now, this is a nice, ducky little shop, Molly.
Hello, little girl. What do you want, though?
I want my mama. Where's my mama?
Oh, here I am, dear. Mother's getting her in.
Well, Daddy said for you to come home, Mama.
Well, tell Daddy I'll be right home after I have a shingle and they finish mixing my foundation cream.
You hear that, Molly? They're fixing her up from foundation to roof.
Well, Mama, Daddy said to tell you that's what you always say. He says you're always hanging around the beauty parlor. He says to tell you the only pan you ever grease is your own and you can't cook on that.
Well, you tell Daddy Mother must keep herself up.
I did, Mama. And he said you may keep yourself up, but you sure let him down.
Well, you tell him a good wife takes care of her appearance.
Well, he said to tell you to just forget about taking care of it and put in one once in a while. That's all, Mama. Goodbye, Mama.
You see, Molly? You see, it gets to be a habit. That first shampoo goes to your head. Ain't that what you say, old-timer?
Yeah, what's that?
I says, ain't that what you say?
Well, if you lost out on the air rifle, maybe you can win the Shetland pony.
Who said anything about a pony?
Eh? Well, say, quit mumbling. Talk louder.
I says, I never said nothing about no pony.
Well, that ain't the way I hear this. The way I hear this, the boy said to... How? Yeah, the boy said his grandmother's funeral was called off on account of rain. I meet this young fella every place. He's a card, yeah.
Next!
Here, what's that?
Oh, stop stepping!
No luck, McGee.
I only run halfway that time, Molly. Then I run back so as to get this chair again.
I don't see how some of the mothers manage to get waited on. It must be a gift.
Yes, two gifts, in fact. Full-size packages of Johnson's Silver Polish and new furniture polish with every purchase of Johnson's Glow Coat or Johnson's Wax.
Hi there, Harpo. You've been waiting long?
Yes, quite a while. Mm-hmm.
You going to get that little gray mustache yours trimmed?
Why, wait a minute. It isn't a gray mustache.
It will be by the time it's a mustache.
Okay, all right.
Heavenly days, here's Audrey Call, Martelli's little fiddler. Hello, Audrey.
Oh, hello, Molly. Hello, Fibber.
Hi there, Audrey. What you here for?
Well, my bow needs a trim.
Well, tell him to come in, dear. Is he bashful?
Oh, no, I mean my violin bow.
Oh.
Look, some of the hairs are loose.
Oh, yes. Well, where were you going with your violin, Audrey?
I'm going to play my own arrangement. I'm always chasing rainbows.
And little Audrey just laughed and laughed and laughed. Because she knew she shouldn't fiddle around rainbows.
Fibber is still waiting his turn to get a haircut, though the crowd in the cutty-wutty-shavy-shoppy is thinning out a little.
Heavenly days, McGee, if I'd known this place would be so crowded, I'd never have suggested it.
Suggested it? Dad, Raddatz, you kidnapped me. You dragged me to this place.
Oh, stop shoving!
Keep trying, McGee. You can't always lose.
No, I ain't worried none, Molly. Fortune teller told me once I'd end up in the chair.
Say, is this a barber shop?
What'd you think, sis? A boathouse?
Keep still, sonny. You remind me of my half-brother. He was a great wit. You know what I mean. Hey, mister, let me in that chair a minute, will you?
Sorry, my good woman, but I'm all lathered up.
Well, don't worry about it. It's just a case of nerves.
If you don't mind, sir, though, maybe the lady... If she, well, maybe she just, well, would you mind getting out, mister?
Oh, not at all, not at all. It's just like taking candy away from a baby. Did you ever try to take candy away from a baby?
Well, thanks very much, buddy. Now hold the chair steady, barber, whilst I get all set. Now, let me see here. Now then, give it a whirl.
I don't believe I heard what you said.
Whirl the chair around.
Whirl the chair.
You heard me. Whirl it around. Now, fast.
Well, if you... Here you go, madam.
Here I go. Whoopee! Faster! 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 Whoopee! There, that was fine.
Well, can you imagine that old blister? Hey there, sis. What was the idea of whirling around that barber chair? You get a kick out of that?
Well, I wouldn't say that, Skippy, but... I'm going to a square dance tonight, and I just wanted to see if I could take it. Thanks, Barbara.
Next.
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 Next time you go to your dealer, ask him about the two free gifts offered to you in celebration of the 50th anniversary of Johnson's Wax.
Sit down there, Harpo. You ain't like that Chinaman was running around here so excited a while ago.
Why? What was the matter with him?
He missed his cue. Hey, Molly, here comes a manicurist. Oh, hello there, Geraldine. You working as a manicurist here?
Yes, I am, Miss McGee.
Well.
Isn't it preposterous? I mean, isn't it really?
Yeah.
I told Gerald I wanted to earn some pin money.
Oh.
And he said that when a woman starts talking about pin money, somebody's going to get stuck. Isn't that just too repulsive? I mean, isn't it really?
Oh, I don't know. Gerald is a clip.
Gerald asked me what I thought I could do to earn some money, and I said I thought I could manicure.
Oh.
And Gerald said, well, anyway, it would take me off his hands for a while. Oh, you should get to know Gerald, really. Yeah. You have a picnic.
Well, I'll bring the pickles if he'll bake a cake.
But really now, Mr. McGee, I'm serious about my work. I really am, really. I asked Gerald if he cared for red lacquered fingertips, and what do you think he said?
What he said?
He said tips that touch lacquer would never touch his. Isn't that just too sublime? I mean, don't you really think it is?
Oh, I don't know. Gerald's kind of inclined
to... And you'll
to...
never guess what Gerald said when I bet him I could earn some money manicuring.
Well,
Gerald said not to start betting till I saw what kind of hands I was holding. Well, I've got to get back to my work now. Diddle, diddle, diddle.
At it, Molly. If I'd have known how long we had to wait here, I'd have stayed home and cut my own hair.
Well, and a fine job you'd have done, McGee. What do you know about cutting hair?
Who, me? Shucks, I used to be the best barber in Ohio, Molly.
Did I, though, hear you say... I didn't mean to be listening, but did I hear you say you were a barber in...
In Ohio, bud. Yes, sir, down in Chillicothe, that was. Chin Chopper McGee, they called me in them days. Chin Chopper McGee, the cheerful, charming, chipper, and chatty cheek-to-cheek champion for chumps, chickens, and children at Chillicothe.
All right, there you are.
What say, bud?
I was talking to this other gentleman.
Oh.
That will be $3.10, sir, though.
Oh, yes. $3.10. A paltry sum for such a splendid service. Yes, a paltry sum. $3.10. Now, let me see now. Had a shave, a haircut, a massage, and a tonic.
Yes, sir.
Let me see now. That would be $15.10. And a pleasure tax on a short beer. That's $3.10. Exactly right. And I wish to congratulate you on your service. Good day to you, sir. A very good day.
Hey there, Mr. Barber. He forgot to pay.
Come back here, please.
Oh, yes. Pay.
Yes.
Thanks for reminding me, my little stool pigeon. Yes. Very fine service here. Imagine me forgetting. Very reasonable prices, too. Well, as I always say, it's the barber who makes the rates and the customer who takes the cut. Yeah, it's not a very good joke, but whoever told a good joke in a barber shop? No use anyway. You open your face and somebody throws cold water on it. Yes.
Yes, but the $3, though, I hope, you see, we...
Oh, yes, the $3, yes. Well, come to think of it, my friend, I seem to have left my wallet at my hotel. Careless of me, very careless.
However, I have with me a $4 bottle of DuPont Scalpo, the hair tonic of a million uses. Yes, a million uses. Growing hair is one of them. I think that's one of them, yes. Well, my friend, with this marvelous treatment, you can grow fuzz on billiard balls, hair on a doorknob, and a long white beard on a china egg, if you care for eggs with beard.
Well, I don't
want... Of course you don't. You don't want to take advantage of my carelessness in forgetting my wallet. But, my friend, it serves me right. Don't mention it, my little scissor bill. Good day.
Well, I guess I bought myself some tonic.
Well, that's that, McGee. You're the last customer. They'll have to take you next. McGee. McGee, wake up. You're next. Wake up, McGee.
Oh, stop shoving. Oh. What? My turn next?
Yes. Now get in the chair and don't keep the man waiting.
Don't keep the man waiting. Oh, dear. You better...
Right here, sir. That's the stuff, though. All right.
Nice, comfortable chair.
Excuse me, though. What was it you wanted?
Give me a haircut.
A haircut, but you'll have to set up straight. I can't give you a haircut while you're lying down like that in the chair.
Then make it a shave.
Tell you something more about the two free gifts offered to you in celebration of Johnson's 50th anniversary. You can get them at your dealers now. Gift number one, Johnson's new creamy furniture polish gives an exquisite wax luster without any hard rubbing. It both cleans and polishes and leaves a beautiful smooth surface that sheds dust. Gift number two, Johnson's Shine Up quickly removes tarnish from silver, makes glassware sparkle, and keeps kitchen and bathroom fixtures glistening bright. Shine Up contains no harsh abrasives. You'll say that it's the finest silver polish you've ever used. Now, you get both Shine Up and Johnson's new creamy furniture polish free with your purchase of either Johnson's Wax or Johnson's Glow Coat at the regular price. Ask your dealer for the special 50th anniversary package, but do it now if you don't want to be disappointed.
I'm proud of you. With that long hair, you can start writing poetry.
Who, me? No, sir, Molly. I'm going to write a play.
A play?
Yep, a play. I'm calling it The Polka Dot Egg.
Hmm. A play called The Polka Dot Egg. Well, what's it for?
It's a surprise, Molly.
Surprise?
Yep, the Pulitzer Surprise for 1936. Good night.
Good night, all.
Wilcox speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.